You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Hey, Simo, Mountain Dew, the drink. What, do you remember last time you had a Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew.
Why do you keep saying it like that?
I think it's just like the done thing by Mountain Dew enthusiasts.
Okay.
I'm an enthusiast without being a consumer.
What does Mountain Dew actually taste like? Is it just lemonade? It
tastes like a rainbow. Tastes like...
No, I think that's Skittles.
Look, there's a lot of branding out there. I get it mixed up from time to time. It's lemonade with a bit of...
Because, like, I was thinking during that song... Like, I think it's like one of those ones that kind of... It's like a joke soft drink. Normally everyone would go for like a Coca-Cola or a Lift or a Sprite or something like that. Just sometimes when you're at places that don't have that, it's like, yeah, Mountain Dew, I'll have that. Same with a 7-Up or a Sunkist.
Well, if you want to wade into the syndicate of soft drinks,
yeah,
the soft drink syndicate, as I like to refer to them,
I know.
You've got Coca-Cola Company and then you've got Pepsi Company.
Yeah, a very clear number one.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, very clear number two, who's winning that battle.
Well, I'm a...
Pepsi's tagline should just be Pepsi. Yeah, it'll do. There's the other one's not here, so it'll do.
Pepsi, the underdog. I'm a Pepsi man myself. However, they are... So they own Pepsi's Sunkist, Mountain Dew, those
Solo,
ones.
Solo.
The Thirst Crusher. Yeah. Yeah, and then Coca-Cola is what? Your Fanta, your Coke. I think they do pump water as well. Just to like.
I think they do Mount Franklin water as well, I'm pretty sure.
Look, they've got a monopoly.
They really do on the drinks company. Well, Simo, they don't have, what Coca-Cola Company did not have a monopoly on is this item that is coming out for the Mountain Dew enthusiast among us.
Right.
It is a full life-sized body pillow in the shape of a Mountain Dew bottle.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what these are, body pillows?
They're shaped, are they?
Yeah, so imagine like a full life-sized bottle of Mountain Dew, which is like the same height as you, same width as what it would be.
Yeah.
But it's not real, it's a pillow. So you can kind of put it in your bed, you can kind of hold onto it, and you can like real... That's the whole idea of it, Simo, the marketing picture they've given.
Oh, okay, yeah, cool.
Is of a guy in bed snuggling up to a giant bottle of Mountain Dew.
Because earlier in the show you said that Mountain Dew have got like a new product coming out to do with beds. And I was thinking, have they done... Like, it's not going to be a water bed. Like a Mountain Dew bed?
Mountain Dew bed. I don't know how that would work with, like, the carbonated water.
That's the thing. It would go flat, right?
Yeah.
And then, say, for instance, if you're one of these light sleepers that thrashes around a bit and rolls over and stuff, or if there's other activities going on, it would, like, it would get shaken up and go, like, shh.
Yeah.
Enjoyable.
Well, probably not for the cleanup, but no, so they're not bringing out a Mountain Dew-style waterbed.
No, it stays all inside the mattress.
Hopefully it does.
Yeah, so I reckon that should be a combination item.
Okay, well, I'll pass that on to the Mountain Dew people, we can get that in see if we can get that item on the shelves.
Yeah.
But Simo, a full life-size body pillow of a bottle of Mountain Dew, quick yes or no, would you be interested in purchasing it?
No, I'm not going to buy it. Why would I? It's something you would get.
It is 100% something I would
get. Because
In fact, actually, I've got the website here. Where's my phone?
Because that will go real nice with your cardboard cut out of Borat.
Yeah, we've talked about my online history of
same
purchasing
color.
Stuff online.
Green.
It is the same color, actually,
Same. And it's not even like a real deep green, is it? It's kind of like a...
You're really starting to sell this Mountain Dew pillow to me. Stop it, because I'm going to buy it. I don't have that much money, but I'm going to waste it all on this.
I think you and I could do a job in their marketing department, honestly.
When you say you and I can do a job, it's like you find out the item, you tell it to me, and because I have no self-control, I'm like, yes, I'll take six. And then you just walk back to the Mountain Dew people and go, my commission, please.
Sold to the man at the other end of the office.
Sold to the man who's got a room full of all of this crap.
Simo and Jordan.
And are you familiar with the brand Goop?
No.
Gwyneth Paltrow's little kind of... what do they call it? Alt living franchise. She produces a lot of weird crap.
Like what? What kind of stuff does she pretty make? Does she do the candles that smells like her?
Yeah, that's
that
right.
Part.
Very,
yeah,
very. It's too early to say that word that rhymes with China.
Yes, and starts with a V.
Yeah, too early for that kind of bizzo, surely. However, that particular candle that you've just mentioned has run itself into a bit of a problem.
Oh, so the candle that smells like her... Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Her, yes.
Can we use... We can use the ding, if you like. So, like, the candle is... it's labelled as... What's it called? This... So, this is the title of the candle.
Yeah.
It's called, "This Candle Smells Like My..." Right?
Mm.
Should we go with that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, we'll go with that. Yeah. All right. I mean, that could be many things, but...
But it rhymes with China.
Yes.
Okay? Now,
I don't know why we're so... It's not like a word that we can't say on the radio.
Because we're children.
I know, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, yep. So,
because you can't say the word vagina on the radio. It's like, it's fine. You can say it, it's fine.
Yeah.
So, it's not like the F word.
We're not even half as bad. Did you see they covered it on the project last night?
What do you mean covered it?
So here.
Oh, well, luckily she didn't burn her curtains. I mean, that was a good thing.
For some reason, like, Inferno is not the most offensive thing in that story.
What has happened is that the scented candle has burst into flames and lit up a house.
Right.
So the candle that smells like Gwyneth Paltrow's... it has exploded.
Stop smirking.
It's exploded in a living room.
So Gwyneth Paltrow's... Sorry. I was hoping you'd do the ding. Yep. And Gwyneth Paltrow's has exploded.
Yeah, correct. Yep.
Right, okay. Yeah, I should say it is a candle. I assume it was on fire. Is everyone okay before we can go on making jokes?
Everyone's all good.
Okay, good.
The woman who... She actually won a competition to get hold of the Gwyneth Paltrow's... candle.
Good. Make sure you put candle at the end. She won a competition to get hold of Gwyneth Paltrow's... Yeah, that very much changes the competition.
And she's quoted as saying, "The candle exploded. It emitted huge flames with bits flying everywhere."
Right.
"I've never seen anything like it. The whole thing was ablaze and it was too hot to touch."
I imagine it would be.
"There was an inferno in the room. We eventually got it under control and threw it out the front door. It could have burnt the place down. It was scary at the time. But funny looking back that Gwyneth's candle exploded in my living room."
I mean, there's so many jokes in my head, none of which I can say in this time slot.
I don't know why this has occurred.
Is Gwyneth aware of this... You know, issue with her candle, you know?
I don't know.
Is there kind of chaos at the Gwyneth Paltrow factory where they make the candles going, I hope they're not exploded.
Yeah, so apparently it costs around $75 retail to get that kind of explosion in your own house.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Do they know why it exploded as well? Actually, that's a good question.
I don't know. Probably a user error. Some people don't know what they're doing.
Hmm.
You know?
I'll keep my Gwyneth Paltrow candle right next to this pile of gunpowder.
Yep.
What could possibly go wrong?
Now, you need to know how to handle it, Jordan. Otherwise, you get yourself into strife.
Oh, the candle.
The candle.
Good, just checking.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I do want to get a bit scientific on the show right now.
Okay.
Well, actually, hang on. I've got my lab coat over there, but just before I put it on, let me just explain my... hypothesis.
Okay.
I think I'm trying to remember my year 9 science class.
I might have some science based.
Oh, do we have science music?
There you go. Yeah.
It's kind of half science, half Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Very true.
You're about to win the $1 million question. No, Simo, I'll explain this. I'll explain the story first that caught my attention.
Oh, okay. Yep.
So, yeah, kill the bed. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes, so the British guy, his name is Russell Jones.
Okay.
He broke his ankle.
Ew.
Painful injury.
Yep.
So he's walking around on crutches and limping around a lot, as you know, as the ankle is healing.
Right. No, he wasn't doing those two things intermittently. That was the same time he had crutches.
Same time. A couple of weeks into him kind of limping around, they noticed that his dog developed a limp as well. The dog's name is Billy.
Yeah.
So they were kind of concerned about the dog. Took the dog to a vet.
Right.
Vet examined the limping dog. I thought, well, there's nothing wrong with its leg. It's completely fine. So
can walk.
Yeah, don't know why it's limping.
Yeah.
They spent hundreds of dollars on various vet bills to kind of work out what was up. Because, like, the dog's limping. Yeah. You don't want to see a dog in pain or anything like that.
No, yeah. It's actually quite horrific, isn't it, when you do...
Mm.
Yeah.
However, they found out in the end that there was nothing wrong with the dog. It was simply because the owner was limping around.
Correct.
That the dog was impersonating the owner limping around.
Yeah.
I don't know, the dog must have, oh, well, that's how we walk around these days, the dog thought.
Mm.
And so then started limping.
Copying.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I kind of noticed it would be limping around when it was with this owner, but when it was with the Russell's wife, the female owner, who doesn't have a limp.
Aren't they amazing?
Completely fine.
Aren't they amazing creatures?
Well, I mean,
so empathetic.
Okay, we should say, Simo, you're an animal person.
Yeah,
I'm not. I've never had a pet at all.
No, you hate dogs.
Well, I understand the point of them. Just provided that point stays over there.
You hate them. You don't. You would wish they.
Listen, I've never had the inkling to have any pet of any sort.
Secretly been running a campaign to see them all.
No,
come
I
to
haven't.
The end
I'm,
of their lives.
I'm not Cruella, whatever her name is from 101 Dalmatians.
Cruella de Vil?
Cruella de Vil. I was trying to think like Cruella de Vil. No, that doesn't sound right.
No, that's because you call her Cruella de Vil because you think she's cool.
No, I don't.
Skinning Dalmatians, you little.
Well, Sim. Okay. Well. Okay, if we're going to start this, let's do it. Simo, you are happy with this dog costing this man hundreds of dollars in vet bills just because the dog's pretending to be injured. How is that a caring thing to do?
I think that's on the owner, not realizing that the dog was just copying. I think that's where the actual responsibility lies.
Look, probably agree with you a fair bit there, I'm not going to lie. But Simo, this is where I want to get scientific.
Oh, okay.
So, can we get the science music back? Pop on my lab coat.
Glasses. Blowtorch.
Probably don't need one of them, but I'm glad that we've got one.
Yep.
Always good to just have a blowtorch on standby. Well, Simo, here is where I wanted to get scientific. I want to propose an experiment to you because you do have a dog at home to live with, a little puppy called Barney.
How long am I going to have to limp for?
Well, Simo, here is the thing. If you're willing to accept it, we'll see if this is just this one dog or if all dogs do this.
Yeah.
I've got a baseball bat.
Yeah.
If you allow me to break your ankle so you're limping around, should we see if your puppy dog at home, Barney, starts limping as well?
That's a hard...
Then we can find out if it's all dogs or just this one.
It's a hard no from me, Jordan. I think there's probably signs...
Yeah, I'll hit you hard with a baseball bat to break your ankle.
That's why it's a hard no. Not interested in that.
All right.
Yeah, no, that's...
Simo refusing to take part in sight. Just let me break your ankle. It'll be fine.
Have you seen... Like, have you been around when ankles or legs break?
Well, I might be about to.
That's what I'm asking. Like, are you familiar with what happens?
I'm not,
okay,
no.
Okay, right. Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
It's horrific.
Hmm.
Yeah. So let's not.
Simo and Jordan.
Finding a romantic partner.
Okay.
Right? And you are on the lookout?
Yes.
How is that?
Well, I mean, you know it's going as well as you at the moment, which is not well.
Okay, well, it's time for a love chat.
Love, love a good love chat.
But you're a spring chicken. I'm old and past it by...
Stop talking about that way yourself. Simo, potential mates could be listening.
By sheer numbers.
Yes, that's what I called them.
By sheer numbers.
And Simo, you're putting yourself down.
So, apparently, dating apps aren't the way to go. How is that for you at the moment?
So what are you saying? That I should delete my Tinder, delete my Bumble?
Potentially.
Oh, okay.
What's Bumble?
It's more or less the same as Tinder. Okay, there are subtle differences.
Wow, you've been branching out.
Yeah.
You've been, what's that? Is that biodiversity?
Probably. Actually, we're talking about Tinder. Yeah. Probably not.
It's making sure you diversify, I think I'm looking for.
I don't think Tinder is anywhere near as scientific as you're trying to make it seem.
So, a single Aussie woman is fed up with dating apps, and apparently she's trying the do-it-yourself approach.
Okay, do-it-yourself approach to getting a partner.
Correct, quite literally do-it-yourself, because she's gone shopping at hardware giants, so like your Home Hardwares, your Bunnings, not to purchase timber, screws or nails,
right?
But rather to have a look at some of the masculine talent that's getting around.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Okay. Just imagine her rocking up at like a Mitre 10 or a hardware shop or something like that, and person comes up and is like, oh, can I help you with anything today? Just like, just browsing. Just thought I'd have a look at what's here.
I'm actually after a sausage in bread.
Yes. And that is not a euphemism.
So, her name is Leash. She's 26. Perfect for you, Jordan.
I don't work in a hardware shop.
We don't need to work there.
So she's not looking for staff. She's just looking for... I was thinking she was specifically looking for staff. Okay.
Just whoever's in the building.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yep. So probably not, she says that it's probably not your typical place that you'd go, but I've had a lot of comments and feedback that I'm not the only one to try Bunnings or Home Hardware for a partner.
Right.
I've had a lot of feedback with people saying the struggle is real. I feel you. You're not the only one, which makes me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So she's been uploading videos of her, she calls it DIY Find Me a Fella.
Right.
Because obviously lots of home kind of projects are do-it-yourself.
Mm-hmm. I'm well aware of if someone's going to one of those hardware shops, they're often one of those people that think, yeah, I can put up a pergola out the back myself, that's fine.
So Leash Cunningham can be seen wandering through each aisle, even asking employees if they have any men in stock.
That's a weird question to get.
Yeah.
Do we know how this is going? Has she been on any potential dates? Is it working or
no such luck as yet.
Okay.
But if she dies there, that's a ghost issue, isn't it, as well?
Well, I mean, hopefully she doesn't die there.
Well, if she old...
Because she's only in her mid-20s looking for a husband, looking for a partner.
If this goes on for 60 years...
I mean... If it goes on more than 2 years, I hope she kind of thinks, look, maybe hardware shops, maybe we should branch out.
The ghost of Leash Cunningham wanders the store of Bunnings looking for a mate.
The haunted Bunnings. She become a tourist attraction.
The haunted lover of Bunnings.
Well, Simo, if hardware shops don't work out, she doesn't find the partner that she's looking for.
Yes.
What other type of shops would you go for? Would you go like supermarkets or maybe butchers?
Oh, yeah.
Butcher, that would be.
Oh, yes.
Maybe, I mean.
They do know how to handle meat. So they've got.
Simo.
They have expertise, is what I'm saying.
I'm not angry at you for making that joke. I'm just disappointed.
There is no joke there. That is completely at.
There was multiple sausage jokes there, which we decided. Oh, well, I decided not to go with.
Yep.
Simo, I'm disappointed that
I
you didn't.
I couldn't handle it. I'm sorry.
Stop it.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Hey, Simo, I wanted to touch on the inauguration of Joe Biden. Yes. He's going to become the US president.
The lead up is on
today. I think it's something like 3 a.m. tomorrow morning Australian time.
Exactly right, yeah. So there's a lot of reporting going on in the lead up to that. I think Biden's just left his hometown.
I haven't been following it that much.
Delaware? I think, and he has long been the second most famous person from Delaware, I believe. But
right.
Surely he's got to get number one now.
Well, I mean, I've got to ask, who is number one?
She is... Did you ever see that movie Dirty Grandpa?
Is that the
dark-haired one?
Johnny Knoxville?
Nah.
Or am I thinking of a different one?
He's in it, sorry, yes. But he's not the most famous person from Delaware.
Okay.
There's a female actress in there. Her name escapes me. But apparently she's more famous than Joe Biden, according to people from Delaware.
I mean, I don't want to get all science-y again, but if you can't remember the first person's name, but you can remember the second person's name, maybe the second person's more famous. And you're Googling it now.
Aubrey Plaza.
Never heard of her.
Did you see what I Googled?
What?
Delaware actress. So
he could not be in. That might not even be her. Look at her Wikipedia. Was she in that movie?
No, that's her.
Okay.
Proves my point. That's her.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, anyway, leaving all of that aside, So it's going to happen, the inauguration, tomorrow morning, early our time, 3 a.m.
Of the second most famous person from Delaware.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I hope that she doesn't rock up and go, well, where do I stand? Where do I take the oath?
This is awkward. What are you doing here, Joe?
But, Simo, I wanted to touch on, obviously, Trump is the outgoing president.
Yes.
And the Museum of London has found a very unique way to remember the time of Trump being the president.
Okay.
Do you remember when Trump visited London? It was back in 2018. Some guy made like a giant inflatable balloon that kind of was like, it looked like a baby version of Donald Trump in a nappy kind of crying. And do you remember that?
It was a baby emoji Trump, really, in hot air balloon form almost.
Yeah, it's been dubbed the Trump baby balloon.
There you go.
It's 20 feet tall, filled with helium, so it'll kind of float around in the air.
Hmm.
And that was the idea. Whenever Trump was in London, wherever he was nearby, the guy behind, his name is Matthew Bonner, the bloke guy who invented this balloon.
Yeah.
He would kind of sort of linger around, you know, flying it.
Imagine if you were Trump. Very odd.
Yeah. Or just in general? If you woke up tomorrow and you were Donald Trump, I'm like, I feel very odd today.
Yeah.
I feel more orange today.
At least I'll be able to get a hamburger for breakfast.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, Simo, the Museum of London have decided, well, they have managed to obtain this balloon and it will be exhibited in the Museum of London.
I assume not inflated.
That is a good point, actually.
How
I'm
do
not
you
sure.
Fit that in a building? It's huge.
Well, if it's not inflated, it's just sort of a wrinkly bit of rubber, plastic, whatever it's made from.
I assume it might be presented on a wall or maybe a photo, and then the actual thing is in a box. So, like, there's a photo of what it looks like in its full form.
I think you'd want to inflate it. Because, like, if you look with the other stuff in a museum, like a T-Rex dinosaur skeleton, you know, they kind of put all that together and make it look real. They're not like, yo, there's a T-Rex boat. Yeah, it's in the box over there. Here's a picture of a T-Rex.
Yeah, those two things, very different, of course. Mm. One is a killing machine from Jurassic times with tiny little hands.
Here we go. Come on, do the joke.
And the other, of course, is...
the T-Rex.
Thank you.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.